a great democratic milestone that we will sadly not be able to celebrate with appropriate pomp this year is the centennial of women's suffrage. It seems important to mark the 100 years since the 19th Amendment passed and secured for American women the right to vote. Today we usually remember Olympia Brown for the part she played in religious history. A Universalist minister, she was the first woman in America to be ordained with denominational authority. But Olympia was also a key figure in the suffrage movement. The first congregation she served, a church in Massachusetts, released her from her duties for a span of months so she could campaign in the Midwest for the women's vote. She later took a pulpit in Racine, Wisconsin, where she powerfully addressed pressing social issues of her time, including those issues of gender equality so dear to her. By the time Olympia could cast a ballot in 1920, many early suffragists who had worked alongside her were deceased. Historians often date the start of the suffrage movement to 1848, when the Women's Convention met in Seneca Falls, New York, and issued its Declaration of Sentiments, declaring that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. But individual women had campaigned for the franchise well before that. In March 1776, months prior to the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Abigail Adams wrote to her husband John to remember the ladies in their deliberations. When she moved to the White House as First Lady in 1800, she lacked the right to vote. She was one of so many women who died without her greatest dreams for democracy being realized. However, we sketched the timeline. We know that it took women far longer than it should have to secure the vote, and that it took African Americans several more decades beyond that to win legal protections so they might safely exercise their hard-won right through the civil rights movement. As the Supreme Court fails to uphold voter protections in recent rulings, minority votes are again in danger of being lost. Nowadays, we see the most cynical sorts advocating tactics of voter suppression, and immediately we understand that something sacred is at stake. Everyone's God-given right to a voice and a vote, both. Their right to witness to the truth as nearly as they understand it. In 2020, for the first time ever, an American woman of color appears on the presidential ticket of a major political party. That fact deserves our attention and appreciation. Successive generations have labored for so long to form a more perfect union than the one we knew at the outset of our limited democracy. We have a fuller franchise now and need a fuller one still if we ever hope to live into our motto of E pluribus unum, out of many, one. We have become more insistent about giving poll access to those who have been cruelly denied it, the formerly incarcerated, for instance. We want everyone to live free to shape the future of this nation and help it fulfill its promise. Throughout this past year, UUs across the country, including a select group here at UU Wellesley Hills, have been part of a nonpartisan campaign to get the vote out ahead of the presidential election, to reinstate those who may have been wrongly purged from voter rolls, and to encourage the biggest turnout in states where electoral contests are the closest. As people of faith, we would have our fellow citizens speak and be heard. We would have their contributions to our collective wisdom be valued. Our service this Sunday is part of a national drive to UU the Vote to live out our principled commitment to fostering a truly participatory democracy in which we can vote love and defeat hate, promote unity, and eschew division. Olympia preached trust in the one God which ever lives and loves, the one who makes God's self known by an inclusive embrace. Even after she left congregational life, Olympia never abandoned this ministry of hers. Too often we see quaint photos of suffragists strolling the streets in sashes. We forget, and we cannot forget, how determined they were, the dangers they confronted in their homes, workplaces, and communities, the hunger strikes they endured, the decades of scorn they faced, the protests they organized in hopes that they would be peaceful, the campaigns they coordinated across this country, the sacrifices they made, and their narrow victory at the very end. In the fall of 1920, her former congregation invited Olympia back to Racine to speak about the passage of the 19th Amendment. "Stand by this faith, work for it, and sacrifice for it," she told them. "Do not demand immediate results." Because she did not issue such demands herself, several things became possible, even the seemingly impossible, including suffrage. The next UU the Vote outreach is scheduled for October 21st and will focus on Wisconsin, where Olympia served. I hope you will consider volunteering for that. Democracy is such a worthy endeavor, but also a long, hard slog, and it repeatedly asks a great deal of us as citizens. I know how dispiriting a number of you have found this contentious election cycle, but now may be the time when we stand up so that others might be counted too. Now may be the moment when we need to be standing by, standing at the ready.